Yeah. All right, so we're continuing here in Tanya Igeres HaKodesh. And last week we learned the 13th letter here. And we also learned a very interesting conclusion to that 13th letter. You saw that in the footnotes there about the Reb Zisha, that he was... They took it out in the Tanya. It's removed. But in the footnotes, in the letters of the Alter Rebbe, they have this footnote where he talks about supporting Reb Zisha of Anapol. It's a fascinating, fascinating piece of Hasidic history. Anyhow, but the main emphasis of Igeres HaKodesh Yud Gimel was that there are different, that each of us is born with a different nature. This may come to everybody as a great surprise. But indeed, we are actually born differently. And Beishamai is Mesita Degvura, and Beisila is Mesita Derachmim. And that we are called upon at different times to rise above our nature and to completely go against our nature. And the mashal that the Baal Tanya uses here is Avraham and Yitzchak. Avraham is Oyhavi, he's Midas Ha'ahava, which is Chesed. Yitzchak is Pachad, which is Gevura. And he's called upon to act in a way of Gevura. And by doing so, one is able to arouse the heavenly mercy by acting in a way which is against one's nature. So there is a magnificent piece here from the Baba Virov in the brand new Sefer Divrei Shlema, and he goes through this exact message just with an incredible touch in a Maimer Chazal. So let's see this together, starting here at Parshas Vayera, Daf Resh Tzadik Beis. Left hand column. The Malach, this is after the Avraham Avinu ties Yitzchak, puts him on the Mizbeach, he grabs the knife, he's about to perform the Akedah. And the Malach Hashem calls out to Vayim Avraham Avraham, and he calls out twice, Avraham Avraham. So there's a lot of raid in the Sefer Kodesh about what the two Avrams are. If you remember, there was a magnificent piece of Bnei Yisrael we learned together one time about there's a neshama above and a neshama below, and the neshama above lines up exactly with the neshama below. And when the Pesach the Rebbe comments on that when we feel out of sync, it's because the neshama above and the neshama below are not in the same place, and so on. And at this moment, Avram came to the pinnacle of a person who's completely and totally aligned with his neshama above. So it was Avram, Avram, and you find by Moshe, Moshe as well that there is a perfect alignment. Anyway, but that's he tells them Al tishlach yod chalanar. Do not send forth your hand to the lad. Don't even do any damage. Because now I know that you are God fearing. Ask the Bavarov of the obvious question. First of all, what's up with the double Avram Avram? At the commandment, when Hashem told him to take his son and bring him up as an Avram. There once was enough. Like, so if it's about the shock factor, there certainly was greater shock factor in the command for him to take his son's life than there is in preserving his son's life. What's up with the first time it was adequate to have it once, and here you need to have it twice? Ula halon ksiv. A little bit further on, it says, Vayikra malach Hashem el Avram, because you did this, you didn't take your son, you didn't hold your son back. I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to increase your progeny, like the stars of the heaven, and like the sand that is upon the banks of the sea. Because of Rashi, the Farish, careful the shine. So Rashi asks, what's the double language? Kivarech avarechach, a blessing, I will bless you. Says Rashi, wondrous words that all the Mepharshim talk about. Achas la'av, one blessing is for the father, v'achas la'bein. And another blessing is for the son. Come on. This is one of the wondrous Rashis. Kibirchas haben, klul, bebirchas haav. If you bless the father, you've already blessed the child. That's part of the bracha. Why all of a sudden here? of all places, is there this double bracha? Amnam yizbar behekdim divrei sefer hakadosh tzemach Hashem litzvi. So this is a Hasidic sefer, and one of the reasons that I love this piece is that he calls upon, actually the Bavaru has a very wide selection of Sfarim that he chose from. The Tzemach Hashem Letzvi was authored by Hamagid Minidvarna. Was one of the early, I think he was a Talmud of the Chayza, that generation. I'm not sure about that, but it was in that early generation, the third generation of the Talmid of Baal Shem. So he says as far as Lafam Lafarish Mashanem Lavram, go to the top of Resh Tzadik Gimel. Acher Akeda says to Avram Avinu after the Akeda. Ato Yadati, now I know Ki Yirei L'Kimata, that you're God fearing. Hina Yesh Lizbeinu says that Tzemach Hashem Letzvi, one might ask, Mazeh V'al Mazeh Asher L'Kim Nitzes Avram V'Nisoyin Akeda. Why did Hashem need this 10th test of the Akeda? Father Kvanis Nasim V'Nisoyin Kezeb Ur Kazdim. Avraham Avinu was the one who went into a fiery furnace. So if you're talking about all of the tests, perhaps were not a test to life, well, he was already tested with life. He was already thrown into a fiery furnace. Laman Kedusha Shema Yizbarach. Ubazeh, by doing so, he showed his tremendous love. Umasiris Nafshei Lashem, and is giving himself over to Hashem. Kosev Liyashiv, here we go. Exactly what the Baal Tanya says here in the Geres Yud Gimel. Kimidos Eshel Avram Imidos Ahava. The main attribute of Avram Avinu was love. Ulechein Ein Zeribusa Kolkach Mashemosa Nafshe Laman Kedushos Shema Yisbarach. The fact that he was willing in love to give up his own life is not such a chiddush. It's not such a novelty. Because due to his tremendous yearning and his intense love that Hashem, for Hashem that burned within him, he didn't care about his body. He was thrown into the furnace. Because love corrupts. We find many people who have given their lives even for one of their children because of their endearment and their love for them. That would not have been such a chiddush. Remind me to come back to Sarah later on.
What's this love corrupts and so he didn't
care? Those are words, Rashi's words. In fact, Rashi uses the same. The flipping opposite of this is said about Bilam HaRosha. Sina mikalkelas is Hashura. That hatred also corrupts. Where do you see that by Avram Avinu Ahava mikalkelas is Hashura? It says by the Akedah that Avram got up early in the morning and he saddled his donkey himself. So Rashi there says, what happened to all of his slaves and his servants and everybody? Ahava mikalkelas is Hashura. Avram couldn't sleep. The love corrupted and he got up and he did what the slave should have done. Okay? So that's where that language comes from. So what he's saying here is that love is the cause of the fact that a person would give their own life. Okay? And you see, the proof that the Tzemach Hashem Tzvi brings is that parents oftentimes will throw themselves in front of whatever it is to save a kid. Next paragraph. Loikein b'nisayin akeda. But that was not the case when it came to the akeda. There Avram Avinu needed to control his mercy and his love. He needed to garb himself in the opposite of love, which is a harshness. To slaughter his only son. One of the Mefarshim says that Avram Avinu was way beyond human love. He didn't love his child. He was way beyond that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu instilled in him the love to make the Nisayin greater. So when Hashem says to him, the son that you love, Hashem created the love for him at that moment, just to make the Nisayin greater. Says the Tzemach Hashem Letzvi, this type of Nisayin to have to go completely opposite his nature, that he was never tested in. So after he went through the furnace in Ur Kasdim, and now and only now was he ready to be tested with the Akedah. It was here that he needed to use the opposite, which was fear and might. That's the opposite of his attribute. Listen to the Zohar. Tibishas Akedah, says the Zohar. Chesed ugvura iskalelu da bida. And this is one of the reasons why we read this parsha on Rosh Hashanah before Tkiyah Shofar, is for this reason. Chesed ugvura became emeshed one with the other. Ki Avram ashrada to avad esbayre bevichinas ahav. Avram Avinu, who up until this point served his Creator strictly with love, he did the opposite of his nature, and he used fear and discipline. And that's why Hashem says to him after the Akedah, and only now after the Akedah, now I know that you have the ability also to use the attribute of fear. Pirish Adalim, up until this point, you were strictly a love person. But now I know, now I know that you also serve with the attribute of Achzorius, Gvura, and fear. Concludes the Tzemach Hashem Litzvi. Next paragraph. Gorgeous interpretation into a famous medrash. Ala Pasuk tells us, uses the exact same words by the Akedah that it does by the original message that Hashem speaks to Avram. It says, Lech lecha l'eretz ha-Miriah, go forth to the land of Miriah. One of them says that this is the place that teaching went out to the world. I thought I was going to use a different message. So it's a play on the word Hayra'a. Maria. Is Maria from a language of teaching? Or is Maria from a language of awe and fear? Okay? Two different opinions. So he says in the Dvar Magid, that really both opinions in the Medrash are one. Ki al yedei nesayin ha-akedah. Because it was through the Akedah Yotzahiro L'chol Bo Yoylam, a teaching, a lesson went out to everyone in the world. That what? She'iker Avodas Hashem Hi B'Hiskalados Ahava B'Yirshneim Gam Yachad. That the main arena, where the real game starts, is when a person can utilize both opposing attributes at once. The Gilu Birodo, David HaMelech says, you should rejoice in trembling. That even though Avram's attribute was love, atay the Akedah, now through the Akedah nizvad la koil, it became known to everybody. It became known to everyone also his height, his attainment in the attribute of Yira. Ad kan ramagdashim. These are the words of the Tzemach Hashem Litzvi. So up until now, Bavruv didn't add anything. This was what he quoted from the Tzemach Hashem Litzvi. Now, just want to add one of the Nekuda. There's a Sfasemes by Nodav and Aviyu. So the Pasuk says by Nodav and Aviyu that they brought Eish Zorah Shalaitziva. They brought a foreign fire that they were not commanded to bring. There's a story that goes with this. When the Chiddush Harim was Nifter, Sfasemes was a young man in his 20s. All the Chiddush Harim's children, Rachmana Litzlan, died during his lifetime. But he had a surviving grandchild. So the grandchild took over. But there were a lot of older Chassidim who saw this youngster, you know, they were stepping into the thing, they weren't so sure. So first Shabbos, he said to her, it was that parish of Nodav and Aviyu. So the Sfasama said that when a person does a mitzvah, they should, in essence, expire in love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That should be the natural consequence of doing a mitzvah. But they don't, because the Torah itself says, V'chai b'hem, v'lo yishayamos b'hem. You should live in the mitzvahs and not them. So really the person expires. But the V'chai b'hem comes and restores the person to life. What happens if a person does a mitzvah that they weren't commanded to do? So they expire, and there's no V'chai b'hem to come and bring them back to life. He says, that's why Nadav and Avihu, their neshamas left them, because there was no v'chaiba, it was ashalei tziva, there was no mitzvah, there was no tzivoy. If there's no tzivoy, there's no v'chaiba. When these older chassidim heard the Sfasema say this, he said it with such intensity, they realized that he wouldn't have said something that wasn't something that he was holding by it. And they all were mekabel, they were mekabel maras. One of the commentators, I don't remember, says, on the Medrash that we spoke about last week by the Akedah, that the Satan came to Sarah and reported what was going on. Never told Sarah that it didn't actually happen. So what happened is like this. Avraham Avinu Be'emes would have expired, and Yitzchak, according to many of the Midrashim, did expire. Sarah Imenu had no idea that that wasn't the Tzivoy. So she prepared herself to join forces with Avram and Yitzchak with all the fervor and the longing that comes along with the Kiyum HaMitzvah. But just like Nadav and Avihu, due to the fact that there really wasn't the Ratzon Hashem for Yitzchak to be slaughtered, so Sarah participated from afar in the gaguin, in the yearning, and in all the spiritual and emotional components of the mitzvah, and she expired because there was no v'chai b'hem to come and restore, because ultimately it wasn't the Ratzon Hashem for her to happen. She never got it back. So she had the love to the extreme. Okay, so now he quotes this same Arizal that we referred to last week. V'chem avayas, left hand column, yon resh tzadik gimel. Continues the Bava Rav now, and shtels tzu, this chem avayas besvarim, it's in the Ayav Yisrael and several other places. B'shem ha'arizal, in the name of the Arizal, ala posuk, v'yem Yitzchak l'Avram aviv, Yitzchak said to his father, Avram, v'yem avin, he said, father, v'yem hineni b'ni, he said, it is I, my child. That the Arizal taught Hakavona ki Avram midosei chesed v'rachmim, that Avram Avinu's attribute was mercy. Bibchinas Avram Mayhavi, he's known in the psukim as Avram, the one who loves me. V'Yitzchak midosei dinu gvura, Yitzchak we know is the aspect of judgment and discipline. Bchinas pachad Yitzchak, the trembling of Yitzchak. Avram elo akedah lahakrivis Yitzchak benoy al mizbech, when Avram went to the akedah to bring his son Yitzchak, Hoye Yitzchak mitama Yitzchak was surprised, says the Arizal, Vayomer Avi, and he says, father, Kilayma, as if to say, Halayat Avi midoscha midosach chesed, your attribute is the attribute of loving kindness. Ve'echat misnag mebechidos gevura, how in the world are you going to be able to utilize the strength of character that's going to be needed here? You're going to take your only son and bring him up as an oila? Vayomer Avram, says the Arizal. So Avram answers, Hineni b'ni. He says, no, now I am my son. Not here I am my son. True, left to myself, I have the love. But ishtamish ata gam bepchinas bini. Now I'm going to use your attribute to midas hagvura vayira. The chesed gvur is kalu da bada ad kadvarav. The Abdurav says, when he talks about this idea, see, he says that this was the tzchayk also the other kim, that when Yitzchak was born, that there was a huge amount of laughter. He said that laughter mainly was from the malachim mala, when they saw that a person of such abundant chesed had a son who had such incredible midas hagvura. The irony was funny. He says there in the piece, like on Purim, when men dress up as women and women dress up as men, the irony of it makes people laugh. He says that was the tzchok of Yitzchak. Just an interesting muscle to use. What was going on there in Abt? Okay. Omeata. Next paragraph. He says, now I can explain the questions that I opened with. Omeata sishape masha omale malachalikim achera akeda. Now we understand what the angel of Hashem said to him after the akeda. Avraham, Avraham, shnei pamim. There are two Avrams here. The Malach was calling to both of these personalities, Shel Avram Be'es and Sayin Akedah, that he had to utilize during the test of the Akedah. Contained within Avram were both attributes, Mashenkin, Lifnei Nisayin Akedah. But when he called out to him before the Akedah, Shadayin Lo Noida Ki Yirei Elikimu, his strength in the attribute of Yira was not yet known. At that time, it was only his love that was known. There it was adequate to call out to him just as Avram. Now he says, I want to introduce the world to the new, improved Avram Avino, who also has the Mida of Yira and Gura. Now he adds a whole beautiful knetch. Says the Malach, don't send forth your hand to the lad. Don't do anything to him. Avram Avinu was afraid. Next page, Reish Tzadik Dalad. Since he was not able to carry this out into action, his fear was that good intentions, the road to you-know-where is paved in good intentions. But especially with regard to passing on genes to future generations, something that did not come to fruition cannot be passed on. Therefore, memela le'samid z'chus v'akeda le'bonav, the merit of this mitzvah would not stand for his children, le'zari achav le'daris ha'ed, for future generations. L'chein bikish lases boi chavola. So Avram Avinu wanted to take some action, at least to let some blood. U'lohitzi memenu ma'adam, to let out a droplet of blood, k'muvei b'Rashi al posuk zeh. As Rashi in Chumash says, this isn't some Kabbalistic concept. Why did he want to do that? K'dei shetiskayim mitzvah Hashem b'pchinas ma'ase b'poil. So that there will be an action that will be able to hold on to this attribute. That won't just be something that was there in thought. But in truth, there was no need for that. Why not? Because of the fact that Avraham Avinu was able to transform to the attribute of Gvura that he never had used before this point. Kvar kaya mitzvah Hashem. He did already the fullness of the mitzvah of Hashem. Shetziva yitzel ha'akavis Yitzchak l'kobben oilad. He already had fulfilled whatever Hashem wanted him to do with this mitzvah. Kika kabanos Hashem l'kodesh baruch mo'me shetziva yitzel ha'alas yitzchak l'mizbeach. The main intent of Hashem, who told him to take Yitzchak and place him upon the altar, was oyerak shiyiskalado midas ha'aveh v'yiru zubzu, was in order so that there would be this fusion of love and awe. That was accomplished the moment Avraham Avinu took the knife in his hand to slaughter Yitzchak. That already took place. And there was no need for the bloodletting. That's the flow of the pasuk. Don't send forth your hand. Don't touch the lad. Don't do anything to him. Why not? Because I already know that you're a Rei Elikim. And that was the entire purpose of this whole thing, was to create the fusion of love and fear. And that already took place. You don't have to do anything to fulfill Hashem's mitzvah in action. Ki ikatach this nisayin arkeda hoya shetislabish b'chob chines pachad Yitzchak d'midis hayira. Because the main goal of the arkeda was that there should be within you, Avram, both of these character traits. V'at yedati, now I know already, ki yirei the kibata, that you are a God-fearing person. Mizegufa shenislabish b'chob midis hagvura. I saw that you were able to completely transform yourself into a master of Gevura. You were prepared to slaughter Yitzchak. Your actions have already accomplished what you need to accomplish. One of the Sefer Kodesh says that based on the concept that Reb Zisha said, that when you fulfill a mitzvah, you create malachim. Right? And depending on how healthy the mitzvah is, that's the health of the malach. Avraham Avinu wasn't buying the malach telling him not to do it, because Hashem told him to do it. So the malach is having a tough time trying to convince Avraham Avinu of the validity of his message. You know, who are you? Show me your ID. You know, let me see your credentials, right? The social security number, whatever it was. Says the malach, v'lechasachtes b'inches yichidcha mimeni. He says to Avraham, look at me. I am the malach that was created by your mitzvah. You need no greater proof than me many, than just look at me. I'm here. I'm whole. I'm robust. I'm healthy. I got big muscles. I am the malach that was created from this mitzvah. It's over. There's nothing else you can add. It's not like Mr. Potato Head where you can still add, you know, the little hat and the whatever. It's done. Me many. You look at me. So he finishes. V'zeshim shechleimer. Kivarech avarechacha. That's the double language of the bracha. Vaharba abezaracha. You, Avram, were worried about your children. That your children are not going to be able to use the merit of this bracha, and that this will not be transmitted from generation to generation. No, I'm going to make your children like the stars of the sky. Kachadash asfasi, I'm like the sand on the sea. V'yuv and al derech shuvah b'sefer kodesh agad dekala. The Agud Kala is the Bnei Yisrael's Sefer on Chumash. He says that B'Shem Rav HaKadosh Remendel Rimanov, in the name of his Rebbe, Remendel Rimanov, D'Koich V'Hashemayim Merim Alavaydetz Hashem Yahava. Remendel Rimanov said that the metaphor of stars speak about love. Because if one knows anything about the stars and the speed at which they travel and the alacrity and the bren of the stars near the end coil, everybody can see their great yearning and their love to their creator. Like the pasuk says, he takes out each day the billions and billions of stars. I love it when they, every few months, they reveal a new galaxy that they didn't know about existed until now.
They just doubled their
track. Right. Every view, it's unbelievable. They keep on discovering new galaxies. They're like, oh, we've got it all now. We've got it all now. Then 3 months later, they come out, well, we missed a few billion stars there. Says the Agada Kala. So stars speak of love. V'achoyla shal svas hayom. Sand is the opposite. The sand that's on the banks of the ocean, that speaks about fear. Why? Are you not afraid of me? I who have made boundaries to the sea crashes in, and what stops it? The sand on the beaches of the world. Ayin Shom. It's the sand on the beaches of the world and in my children's sneakers that stop the waves. So now when Avraham Avinu showed that he did Hashem's will in the fullness of its being, up to the top of the page, when now, as the Zohar said, there's the fusion of love and awe, Hashem now comes and gives him the bracha, from which the teaching to all of us comes. And that his children, and his the generations that follow, will have both of these, the stars of the heavens and the sand on the banks of the sea, that they will have both qualities, the qualities of the stars and the qualities of the sand. Omeata yumtak miyoid, the final paragraph here. Now how sweet is it? Mashapirish Rashi. Rashi says now, Kivorech avarechacha, Vaharba arbezaracha, I will bless you and I will make your children numerous. Achas la'av va'achas le'ben. Rashi said there's one bracha for the father, there's one bracha for the son. He says, no, da kavana bebracha zu, the intent is that his children are going to have the qualities of the father, which were like the stars of the sky. They're going to have the quality of the sun, S-O-N, which is like the sand on the ocean. That the children will conduct themselves in both of these methods of love and fear. V'zeu achas la'av, meaning pirush habracha shekoich v'yashamayim, the blessing of being like the stars of the sky. That the children will inherit the attribute of Avram, who is the father. V'achas le'bein, and the other bracha, pirush habracha shekoich v'yashamayim, the bracha of the sand on the sea. That they will merit the attribute of Yitzchak, who is the son. And with both of these together, Yavdu es Hashem kol hayomim, they will serve Hashem all the days. Now, based upon this, we also now go back, if you remember, by the Bris Bein Habsarim, where Hashem promises Avraham Avinu that your children are going to be kecheilash asfasiyam, your children are going to be like the grains of sand. Ashalayisofim, they won't be able to be counted. So Avraham Avinu says to Hashem, hein li leinasat zara, you didn't give me children. You haven't promised me. What's going on here? Hashem just told you you're going to have children like the sand.
He just promised her.
So he says, based upon this, hein li leinasat zara, Avraham is saying, of course you promised me children. You promised me children like the sand, which is Yitzchak's Midah. So I know that I'm going to have children who are going to be great Bali Gvura and Yirei Hashem. But what about children who will reflect my Midah, which is the attribute of love? So Hashem says, come outside and look at the stars of the sky. So will be your children. Meaning that Hashem promises Avram that you're going to have children that are talking going to be like the sand, and children that will be like the stars. And that's the li. Avram is saying, I want children who are going to reflect my Midah as well, which is the attribute of the Ahavas Hashem that he was yearning for. So the moment of fusion took place at the Akedah. That was the Avram, the introduction to the new Avram. And that's why when we call upon the Nisayan of Akedah Yitzchak, it arouses this incredible mercy from above, because it involved not just the Mesiras Nefesh of a person who's willing to sacrifice their own love, their own life, but it involves the sacrifice of a person who is willing to go completely against their nature to do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is far more difficult than even giving up one's own life.